Today we speak about TB disclosure and discrimination with Mr. Isaac Ngomane, as well as a social worker. So we're going to speak about the stigma, the discrimination that people go through uma bane TB. I mean, you know, just the support from a community. Munvu uma aagula and they're not feeling well goes a very, very long way. And so those are some of the things that we need to speak about. Sometimes it's not even the disease that kills the person, rather the stigma. And that's why this conversation is very important. Don't forget to send us your questions on 072-885-7702 at RASFM 943 as well. Any questions that you may have on TB and just anything that you want to know, send it through.
Who's everyone? Who's everyone?
The listeners.
Oh. But the listeners are not here. I'm here. So I'm
and we're now enough to get distinction, okay?
I have to. No, oh, so are you going to bring the test?
Yebo.
Yeah.
Then I will send it on air to everyone. Nevertheless, thank you so much for inviting us once more. We also, our language is all about TB, and she's coughing. I think I need to collect some specimens.
Could never be me. I hope not.
Yeah, nevertheless, we just to do a little bit of some recap.
Yeah.
I'll just only do two.
Okay.
Yeah, last week before last, which I think we're with Mr. Mahlobo, where we've been doing, he has been sharing to us TB journey.
Yeah, that was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, which was quite so informative.
Yeah.
People, they love it.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously, we'll have to invite him once more.
Yeah, no,
last
absolutely.
Week, we have a different type of dog where Dr. Nhleko was also telling us about the difference between, actually, information about DS and DR,
uh-huh.
which was quite informative.
Yeah, very much.
So there's a topic that we have touched.
Mm-hmm.
Then I said, let's just park it for next week.
Yeah.
Do you still remember what it is?
Yes, we what spoke about the discrimination and stigma of TB, which is, I think, one of the things that are most exciting to me. Because I said before you guys got here, I said sometimes the stigma kills more than the actual disease.
That is an introduction for today.
Yes.
You know whom we're bringing in?
Tell us more. You are here to introduce the person, Bamingoman.
We're bringing our social worker.
Uh-huh.
Actually, she's not our social worker.
Yes.
A social worker for the community.
Yes,
her
love that.
Her name is Edith Lindiwe Mukwena.
Mm-hmm.
So she's going to tell us, to unpack what we have just shared to our dearest listeners now.
Absolutely.
Over to you, Mrs. Lindiwe.
Ms. Lindiwe Mukwena, thank you so much for coming on to Rise FM. How do you feel? Are you nervous?
Just a tit.
That's very normal. It's very normal to be nervous. I get nervous all the time. So trust me, it's very normal. Why was it so important for you? I think just before we go into we dive deeper into TB, why was it so important for you to come onto the show and just kind of break that discrimination, the stigma around TB?
Okay. As a social worker, I come across lots of patients who don't complete TB medication because of the impact of the stigma and the discrimination.
Yeah.
And then the discrimination stretches as far as the workplace, not just at home, not just family members, not just neighbors, but also in the workplace. You'll find that there's discrimination against TB. There's the stigma against TB.
Yeah.
So listeners or the community needs to know what is the impact of stigma and discrimination when it comes to patients that are taking TB medication.
Yeah.
Because it's not just a specific group of people who can have TB.
Mm.
We can all have TB
because
it's an airborne disease. We breathe everywhere we go, we breathe.
Yeah.
So anyone can have TB.
Yeah. Let's go into the relation of, you know, TB and stigma and discrimination. What's the relation between the two?
Okay. So what happens is the stigma and discrimination, it refers to the negative beliefs that society or certain group will have against or towards TB or towards people who have TB or who are diagnosed with TB, which leads to the discrimination itself, the ill treatment of patients, the unfair treatment of patients who have TB.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sure. Man, let's go into the examples then of discrimination and then stigma around TB. What are people doing? What are they saying to people living with TB, so much so that it can kill a person.
Okay, let's start in the house, in the household.
Yeah.
I have TB. I've been diagnosed with TB. Then I have to come home and tell my family members, I went to the clinic, I tested for TB, tested TB positive.
Yeah.
Now, if the family will not accept me, then it means I won't be able to tell them.
Yeah.
I have to hide my status. I cannot say anything. And then, in actual fact, I have to hide the medication that I was given, which is very, very difficult with TB medication because it's not just one tablet.
Yeah.
It's a huge box, and you're taking 4 tablets a day.
Mm.
And then you need the support of your family members to help you take the medication.
Yeah.
So you get home, you tell your family members, I've been diagnosed with TB.
Yeah.
For an example, we live with children in the house.
Yeah.
We have grandmothers. We are black.
Mm.
We have a grandmother, my sisters, my brothers, their children.
Mm.
Then you'll find family members. They will go as far as to taking the children to other family members, trying to run away from me because I have TB.
Yeah.
And then in the household, you'll find there'll be changes. And now I have separate dishes. I have a separate plate.
Sure.
I have a separate teaspoon. I have a separate spoon. And then in some cases, you'll find that a patient will even be built a shack in the back of the house.
No.
Or if you're having outside rooms, and then you'll be told you will sleep there until you finish the medication, because now the family members are stigmatizing, they're discriminating against you, because most of the time they don't understand how TB is spread.
Yeah.
They don't understand that if you take the medication for a few weeks, then you're no longer infectious.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll find that patients with TB will be discriminated against so much so they will stop taking medication altogether.
Sure.
And then in a workplace, employers will even dismiss patients if they come and say, I have TB. Then the patient, you'll go to the patient and the patient will say, I lost my job. Because I've got TB. My employer dismissed me. Now I don't have a job anymore. And then in a time when the person needs the income the most, then the employer will kick the patient out just because they have TB.
How do we, I think especially with community and family, even at work, I think open communication is so important. But how do we start it, especially as black people, where we struggle to openly communicate? How do we start that conversation to say, we want you to be comfortable enough to speak to us whenever something happens? Because I think, you know, anybody can get sick, like you said.
Yes.
How do we start that conversation to say, I want you to be open enough to tell me anything, and I want you to know that we're going to be here to support you? Because this is something that can happen to anyone. And my assumption would then be that this is a conversation that should happen way before somebody even gets diagnosed.
Of course. So what happens is with a program like this one, the one that we're running, the listeners are listening in, they get information, they know how TB is spread, how TB is prevented.
Yeah.
Then if you give more information and then people understand what is happening with TB, then it lower the risk of a person being stigmatized or discriminated against because of TB.
Yeah.
Because now we have knowledge. We know what is happening.
Yeah.
And then remember, we are black. We have our own beliefs. Then if we talk about, and then we talk about those and we address them, then people understand they have the knowledge. And then it empowers them so that they know if there's someone who has TB, they need support rather than to be kicked out.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sure. What are the negative consequences, or what's the impact of discrimination and that stigma on a person? What does it do to a person mentally? I think I said before, the stigma kills even before the disease does.
Exactly.
You know, but how does a person get to that point where they say, I'm out, I'm giving up because nobody's here for me?
All right. What happens is, as people, as society, we all need support.
Yeah.
At some point in our lives, we cannot exist in isolation. No one does.
Mm.
So even if everything is going fine, everything is well in my life, but I do need that sisterly support, that brotherly support, that neighborly support, support from my employer if I'm having problems at home.
Yeah.
So when I'm sick, that is when I need the support the most.
Absolutely.
Yes. And then what happens if the person is stigmatized and discriminated against, the person will not tell anyone about their TB.
Yeah.
They will hide it. They will hide the medication. They will hide the diagnosis. And sometimes they will stop taking the medication altogether. So now if I tell you that I have TB, then I have support.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, it's medication that I have to take for a period of 6 months.
Yeah.
And sometimes for more than 6 months with the RTB.
Yeah.
So I need my family to be there for me, to actually show that they care. I need to feel the love within my family. And then when they support me, they will help me with the medication. They remind us, have you taken your medication today? Have you eaten your diet? You need your fruits, you need your vegetables.
Yeah.
Family members will come. They have guidance. They will come with more vegetables. Then you'll get the support you need. And then your general well-being, even when you go back for the reviews at the clinic, your weight will pick up because you have the support that you need. And then with the patient that has support from family members or from neighbors or from friends, they have a more better chance of completing treatment or to be cured of TB.
Yeah.
But without that support, the person will feel isolated. The person will hide the medication. They will stop coming to the clinic altogether, then which we term defaulting.
Yeah.
And then if you default on medication, then there are more chances of you infecting other people because now you are more infectious because you're not taking medication. So it comes back to affect us negatively if we don't give the support to the patient that needs it in order for them to complete the treatment.
I want us to quickly speak about the person who's listening right now, and they know that I cannot lean on my family. I cannot lean on my family to disclose my status or to tell them that, look, I've got TB. What direction do they then take? Because they know the type of people they are related to. They know that I am going to get discriminated. There's no point. Where do they go?
All right. The most important part is to try not to suffer alone because we have health professionals out there.
Yeah.
The sister at the clinic is ready to listen and to give support. You have social workers at the facilities. You have psychologists at some of the facilities they do have.
Yeah.
And then you have counselors, people that you can talk to. And then when you have your social workers, the social worker can go back to the family members, educate the family members, and try to bring peace or to come to solicit support for the patient. And then at some of the hospitals where we have the RTP, we also have what we call adherence clubs, where patients, they come together, they talk about their challenges, they talk about the side effects, they talk about the challenges which they are experiencing at home. So it gives them that support to be with people who understands what they are going through. They support each other. And then you will see how much support matters when one of the patients, they finish the medication and they stand up to say goodbye to the others. You see the rapport.
Yeah.
You see the closeness.
Yeah.
And then you see that these people, they care about each other. They supported each other through this journey. This one is done. And the others are looking forward to be done with the TB medication because that's what it is.
Yeah.
You take the medication, you take it correctly, and then you don't default, you will finish your time, whether it's 6 months or 9 months or 12 months, but you will be done.
Yeah. And for those that are discriminating other people, I think we need to have some sort of message for them as well. Because I think most times, so many people, you know, they go on their phones or they say things about people without really thinking about how detrimental it is to the other person or what it does to the other person. One, does stigma and discrimination form part of human rights, and what can be done if somebody is discriminated? And just quickly, a message to those that are discriminating, those that don't understand what this does to a person.
All right. If we go back to the basic human rights, it protects, it preserves every individual's humanity.
Yeah.
It ensures that every person has the dignity to live a dignified life, a life that is worthy of a human being.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're saying sleep outside in a shack, then you're depriving me of that right, my yeah. human right yeah. as a human being.
Yeah.
And then you have acts such as the Employment Equity Act, I mm-hmm. think it's Section 6,
yeah.
which prohibits employers to discriminate against employees on in terms of illness or disability.
Yeah.
So if you look at those things, if you're experiencing discrimination or stigma, you talk to your health professionals, you talk to your social workers. When it comes to employers, you can even approach the labor department. The most important part, I think, is not to accept that it's like that, I'm just going to persevere and yeah. keep quiet. Talk about it. Let's yeah. talk about it. If you're experiencing stigma, talk to somebody. Don't suffer in isolation. And then to those who are discriminating against people who has TB,
yeah.
what I would like to say is educate yourself, empower yourself with knowledge, because I think it opens the mind.
Absolutely.
And then some people will stay that way. Even if you give them information, they are built in such a way. But if the patient is empowered and then they have support, even if it's not from the family, they do finish medication, because there are other channels and other avenues that the patient can access. Even if the family members, you'll find that family members, even if you talk to them, you do your home visits, they will still say, we are afraid.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, thank you so much. Just before we end off the conversation, actually, we're going into, rather, we are in Youth Month. There's a lot of people who are afraid to speak, a lot of the youth. I think we spoke about this last week, Nababa Ngomane as well. A lot of the youth, they are afraid to speak out. They are afraid to go and get themselves checked. You know, any message that you have for the youth as we close off?
What happens with the youth, especially with, I'm not sure if this was covered before,
yeah.
in relation to the HIV.
Yeah.
You'll find the teenagers, they will test positive for HIV,
yeah.
then they're hiding that status, and then the CD4 count will drop, the yeah. viral load will go high, and then you'll find teenagers having TB, or even MTR-TB.
Yeah.
But they keep this knowledge to themselves because they have peers at school that will make jokes about you, that will taunt you even on social media.
Sure.
What I would like to say is to the youth is, there are programs that are available to them to assist them.
Yeah.
And then if you walk into a facility, a clinic or a hospital, you will have the support that you need. What you need to know is that your life is not about your friends.
Mm.
It is about you.
Yeah.
It's your life.
Yeah.
You take control of it and then you make the decisions that are good for you, regardless of what your friends will say or regardless of what your friends will do
yeah.
if they find out that you have TB or you have HIV for that matter.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mam Lindiwe Mukwena, thank you so much for coming onto the show. It's been absolutely fun. I think this is, for me, one of the most important discussions that we could have ever had, because we can speak about TB and, you know, just all the these other diseases, but the stigma that goes on and the discrimination that goes on truly is so major. People don't understand that sometimes words or actions really can kill somebody. So thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
Babu Ngomane, any departing words that you have for us?
We are coming back next week.
Of course.
Please just share the number that they can able to post their questions.
Yeah.
We'll deal with them next week.
Absolutely. So yeah, that's 072 885-7702. That's where you guys send through your questions. Any question that you may have regarding TB and all the conversations that we've had over the past couple of weeks, that's where you have to send your questions.
Okay.